I think the scripture is clear that we're supposed to watch for the signs in the sky and watch for the signs here on earth and be prepared for when that happens.
God has given instructions to His people throughout history. Join Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as they review Scripture and show us how God informs the church with signs in the stars and heavenly bodies.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Guess who's here today? Billy Brim. Hallelujah. She's going to talk to us about these days that we're in right now. Is that right?
That's right, Gloria.
So welcome, Billy.
Well, thank you so very much. And I just wanted to say to you that so many people out there talk to me about this broadcast.
Good. I'm glad somebody's watching.
And you know what, one thing they say?
What?
They can tell we love each other.
We do.
Yep.
We've been together a long time.
We've been together a long time.
We started out in the early days of Pentecost.
We started out in the early days. They were our early days.
They were our early days.
And thank God we got there. And
aren't we glad?
God has just taken our lives and brought us to this place where we can have this opportunity, this technology, to talk with you in these important times.
Right.
It's amazing to me that here we are, and we're in this 2 weeks. We're going to call it Watching in the End of Days.
Hallelujah.
Now, it's not the end of time. Time will just start, you know, really soon here in the millennium and then eternal time. And so it's not the end of things. It's not the end of the world. It's just the end of this age, and it's the end of the days.
That's right.
Now, in the Talmud, I almost brought those sheets to read to you, but I know you'll believe me that it's there. And from the ancient times, ancient times, Moses was told that this world system, this world as we know it here, would last 6 days plus one. That Adam was given a 6 day work week, like God worked 6 days and then rested one.
In other words, man would have.
Yeah, he would have six days to see what he could do with the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turns out 1,000 years is a day, and a day equals 1,000 years. We see that in Psalms, and we see that in Peter, the writings of Peter, the David and Peter, or Moses and Peter, actually. So we know that 1,000 years is a day. Now, I'm asking them to put up a chart, and the first 2 days since Adam were the days of chaos, and then came the law, the Torah. Moses received the written word of God. Then there were the days of the Torah, which are 2 days, 2,000 years, and then the Messiah was to come. And then the Messiah came on the fourth day, end of the fourth day. That's when the light came, when God made the earth. And then there are the latter days, the last days, the final 2 days, 2,000 years. During at Pentecost, Peter said, this is the last days. You know, well, it was the beginning of the last days. We're at the end of the last days. That we're right over here against this mark here, that we're going to be here at the end of the age, and we're going to go over into then the Sabbath, earth will. It's amazing about God. He's got a covenant with earth. When He put the rainbow in the sky, He said, I have a covenant with you. And at His throne, there's a rainbow. So He has before His eyes always that He's got a covenant with earth.
Amen.
And He's going to bring earth out. It's going to be absolutely to perfection. So everything, God's moving towards perfection. So we are here now at the end of the sixth day. Now, people say, well, how do we know the year 6,000? It's the year 5,700, whatever, 5,800. But I found out in my checking all these things that nobody was there counting day one from Adam. And so when the Jews deal with this 6,000 years, they have various ways of doing it. Some books that I've read, they counted a 12-hour day. They do different things with it. But then I also found out that they did not start numbering their days until the Christians did, started counting things from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They missed it. The Christians did. Our calendar's not quite right. But then they started counting things. So nobody knows exactly what year we are. But we do know that we are here at the end, nearing the end of the sixth day, and ready for this age to end. And
Hallelujah.
So we're going to be watching. We're going to watch in these 2 weeks. We're going to watch in the end of days where we are. We're going to be watching the fig tree. That's Israel. We're going to be watching the nations, what's happening in them right now, according to the prophets. And then we're going to be watching the heavens for signs. Now, when we were here before, and if you've read Mark Biltz's book and you've read Brother Hagee's book, you know that we are having a series of tetrads. A tetrad is four full moon eclipses without any others in between them. And they come in a row, and NASA calls them blood moons because they show only red. And so we're in a tetrad right now. And during these tetrads that have come before, what makes it so important is that the full moon eclipses are coming on God's circle date on his calendar. God has a calendar he operates by. People call it the Jewish calendar. It's really the God calendar, and it's the calendar of redemption. And it is in order. It's prophetic, and it's in chronological order. That calendar is in Leviticus chapter 23. And of course, two most important dates on that calendar are Passover and Tabernacles. So what's happened with this tetrad is there's a full moon eclipse on Passover in April 2014. We watched that eclipse. I sat outside on my deck. I mean, we had a great view of that here in the United States, and we had a clear night in the Ozarks. So we watched that blood moon eclipse that came on Passover last April. Now there's another one coming October 8, which is next Wednesday. Next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And that will be on Tabernacles.
Then October 28th.
October 8th.
Oh, 8th.
October 8th, next Wednesday. And then next 2015 on Passover and 2015 on Tabernacles, there's three more of these blood moon eclipses to come. We've already had one, and then there will be three more. So we'll just talk about watching those, watching the heavens for signs of the times. But what we're doing, we're watching all of this for signs mm-hmm. of the times. Why are we watching? We watch to obey Jesus. Jesus told us to watch.
He did.
His disciples asked him, what will be the sign of your parousia? Parousia always means you're coming as a king or an emperor. So Jesus is going to set up a visible, literal kingdom here on the earth during the millennium. And they ask him for the sign of that. What will be the sign? So the sign he gives us in Luke 21, verse 29. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree. Behold means watch. Watch the fig tree. And all the trees. The fig tree is the nation of Israel. All the trees are the other nations of Bible prophecy. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. Mm-hmm. Summer is when the crops come in and you judge it. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. He's talking about the visible kingdom on the earth. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. What generation is that? The one that saw the fig tree, Israel, come into its prophetic place. The one that saw the other nations come into the prophetic places. That generation will not pass away till all be fulfilled.
So that's our generation.
That's my generation. I actually was alive, though very young, when Israel became a nation in 1948. And then I was here when they got...
Myself.
Yeah, and you were very young. You probably didn't even realize.
I'm still very young.
You probably didn't even realize that it was coming in to be a nation. I didn't realize in 1948. I did realize in 1967 when at the Six-Day War they got Jerusalem back. So we've seen that. We're seeing Israel. Oh, my goodness, I'm just back from Israel. And we're seeing the Jews coming home from everywhere now.
Wow.
Coming home from France because of terrible anti-Semitism. Coming home from other nations in Europe because of the same reason. But there are now more Jews in Israel than in the diaspora for the first time in 2,000 years.
Wow, that's
so
big,
this is a big deal.
That's big.
The Jews are coming home. So you watch that. That's them coming into their prophetic place. The other nations are coming into the prophetic places. We'll look more into detail about that, but the nations all around are coming into their places.
Wow.
And he says, the generation that sees it will not pass away till all be fulfilled. Well, all be fulfilled goes clear over to the book of Revelation when he says he's coming back. So that's you and me, Gloria. We're going to see everything fulfilled. Then to just make that more sure for
what
you.
What a blessing and
ooh,
a privilege.
What a blessing. We are that last generation.
We're going to the show.
We're going to the show.
Who, what was that story about the woman going to the show?
Oh, yeah, that's what Brother Hagin said. This little lady in Pentecost, they used to make fun of people in early day Pentecost, throw tomatoes at them, throw eggs at them. But she's all dressed up. She's going to church. They were said, where are you going, sister? And she said, I'm going to the show. And that show she was talking about is the show over in Ephesians, where he says he's going to show us off forever.
Glory
and ever,
to God.
Really, as trophies of his grace.
Praise
so
God.
What's about to happen blessed. Here is this age is about, the door's about to close on getting into this, the people that'll be in the show, the church. With the trophies of his grace. This is the time of the preaching of the gospel of grace. But that door will close. And so come on in right now
while you can get in.
You don't want to be the last little Gentile that gets in, but that's better than none, and it speaks of them.
I've been out and I've been in, and in
is better.
In is better,
praise the Lord. So he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, that's partying, and cares of this life, so that that day comes upon you unawares. That's why we're watching. We don't want the day to come upon any of you unawares.
That's
we want
right.
you to watch for it.
Be ready.
For as a snare, it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. There will be those that will just be snared by it. They really won't know. Now, here's what he said to us, Luke 21. That's why we're having this watching for these 2 weeks to obey Jesus. He said, watch you therefore. He didn't say stick your head in the dirt like an ostrich.
He didn't say if you have time,
if you have time, watch.
No.
If you can fit it into
easy.
Your schedule. He said, watch you therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Thank God we're going to get to escape.
Okay, so I underline these three words. Watch, pray, escape.
That's right.
They go together.
And people make fun of the rapture. They say it's an escape. It indeed is. Because we will escape. We're not appointed to wrath. We've gone over that
Hallelujah.
In our Revelation teaching.
We're escaping.
We're escaping. Bless the Lord.
Glory
I'm
to
glad.
God.
Now, I went to Israel in the summer. And when I got back, I had to catch up on my mail. And there in my mail was Kenneth Copeland's May partner letter.
I know that man.
You know that man?
Yeah, he's sharp.
And I gave you a copy of it back down there in your deal if you want to find it. It's after your... No, here.
I'll find it. I'll
You'll find it.
It. There it is.
So there it is. And he's put... he put up... This really drew my attention to it when I was going through my mail. He wrote up there by hand, what in the world is happening? Isn't that
That's
intriguing?
Yes.
What in the world?
Yes.
So
yes.
he writes, what in the world is happening? Nations are on the move against other nations. Strange and never before heard of things are taking place. The nations are being scrambled around to fulfill the scripture concerning the last days. These things, both large and small, will continue to escalate until all things, according to the word of God, come to pass. Now, we're going to watch that alignment right now because the prophets told us what would be happening. That's what we're going to be watching in the next 2 weeks. A better and far more important question is, what in the kingdom of God is happening?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, signs and wonders and never before heard of things. And then he talks about experiencing the power of God like he knew it before in the meetings, tent meetings with Brother Roberts. Now, with all these things happening, he gives you, if so, what then? If that's so, what are we to do about it? So he writes, this is not a time to become lax
where
the word of God and faith are concerned. The word of God and faith in that word that you learned, many of you, long ago, Don't tuck it away somewhere.
Oh, no.
It's for...
Stay current.
It's for now.
Yeah.
It is not a time to become lax where the Word of God and faith are concerned. He talks about putting on the armor of God. And then he quotes 1 Corinthians 15:34, which says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not." And he writes, "Wake up and stay awake. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord."
That's right.
Your faith is important to the whole body of Christ, not to just you and your family. Every time you pray in the Spirit, He can and does use you and me to pray mm-hmm. about things in the kingdom we are not aware of, things we don't know anything about. But He knows and our spirit man knows. Our minds don't need to know for us to be effective. Now, if so, what then? Walk in faith, put the Word first, but he emphasizes here praying in tongues. Now, every once in a while I like to look at another translation of the Bible. I know you do too, just to read things. Uh-huh. And I was reading in the Weiss translation about Acts chapter 2, and it's speaking there of when they received the Holy Ghost initially, and it says, "And all were controlled by the Holy Spirit and began to be uttering words in languages different from their own native language and different from those spoken by the others, even as the Spirit kept giving them ability to speak forth, not in words of everyday speech, but in words belonging to elevated discourse."
Oh,
now good. I'm going to read that
That's
again.
Good.
I'm going to read you that again. I gave you this too. You got a copy in there. "The Spirit kept giving them ability to speak forth, not in words of everyday speech, but in words belonging to elevated discourse."
Praise
Bless
God.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Elevated.
In other words,
you're speaking elevated words.
You're
speaking words of the Spirit, elevated above the natural, above what's going here, but what's going in
That's
heaven.
Going there,
Woo!
And you're talking
That's
it good. Over with God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's
Bless the Lord.
Mysteries,
now,
the Scripture calls it. Mysteries.
That's exactly right.
Because you don't
right.
know what it, you don't know.
You don't
but
know.
You're speaking mysteries, and you can get revelation of those mysteries.
That's exactly right, Gloria. You're jumping ahead, but that'll
like
be quite
it,
all
like
right.
It.
Bless
I
the
like
Lord.
It.
So there is a prophecy through Brother Kenneth E. Hagin that I put down here and gave you a copy of.
Yes,
speaking
I see.
By the Spirit. Brother Hagin gave this in February 1997. Speaking by the Spirit. This is talk praying in tongues. Not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit mm-hmm. of God, words that well mm-hmm. up from within you, out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words spoken boldly bring forth great happenings.
Praise God.
Speaking Amen. By the Spirit, and so the glory of God shall come into manifestation. Some will see it like a cloud that hangs over the heads of the people. Others may not see anything, but they'll sense the mighty move of the Spirit, speaking by His Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost, taking time to pray in the Spirit, taking time to pray in other tongues will get you tuned up, will edify you, will get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, so that then He who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance, then He takes over, and you speak out what He says, not what you think, and you speak out what He wants. And then I'm going to skip on down. By tongue speaking in tongues shall bring forth marvelous statements and bring to pass and bring into being in the sense realm where man can see and know the operation of the Spirit of God and the manifestation of the Spirit of God. So these
Praise
words,
God.
Your spirit, He gives them to you and they're going to bring forth the things God wants in this hour.
Bypass your mind.
Bypass your mind.
From God's Spirit truth
through your mouth.
Yeah,
and then what he things have to be prayed about on the earth. That's why Jesus said, pray always. He said, watch and pray always. The best way to pray always about these things that are happening in the earth is to pray in tongues. And you quoted this, Gloria, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. The mysteries of God are the plans of God.
Praise God.
In the Bible, it identifies them as mysteries. We see the mystery of Israel.
Yes. Yes.
That's one of the things he calls. So you might be praying about Israel in tongues. You don't know. People ask me, how do I pray about Israel? I don't know. I don't know how to say, Father, I want you to get this man to be the next prime minister. I want you to do this with the foreign minister. I'm not smart enough to know that. But I can know that God told me never to be silent until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And I can lift up my tongue. He talks about the mystery of the church. He says the mystery of the church is Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's the mystery of the church as the bride. He calls this a great mystery in Ephesians 5. There's the mystery of the rapture of the church. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:51. There's the mystery of iniquity. That's the Antichrist. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. And then here's the great one. The culmination of the mystery of God for the end of this age. Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. So in his servants the prophets, he's already spoken all through the word everything that needs to come to pass. And he's given us a way to pray about it. Jesus said, watch. I'm going to watch this week. And he said, pray always. So the very best way for you to pray every single day about these things, about your own life, is in the Spirit, the elevated discourse. You can have elevated discourse with God.
Beyond what you
beyond
know in your noodle.
What you know with your noodle, which ain't much.
That's
McGee.
Right. That's right.
Praise the Lord, especially about these things. But you could be praying about any of this when you pray in tongues. You can be praying about the rapture. You can be praying about Israel. You can be praying even about the Antichrist. I personally think we are praying over into the next tribulation time, and we're praying over into even millennial time right now.
We're so, at the end of days.
So Brother Copeland's letter.
We're closer than it's ever been before.
Yes. Brother Copeland's letter, he said, you know, do that. Be praying in tongues and praying in the Spirit. Put the Word first. So how do you prepare for this time? That's how you prepare.
Bless the Lord. First.
Put the Word first, your faith, practice your faith, and pray in the Holy Ghost.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's good, Billy. Glory to God. We'll be right back.
When all this starts to happen, up on your feet, stand tall with your heads high. Help is on the way. Luke 21:28. You can know the signs of the times and understand what's going on in the world around you. Watching in the End of Days package will focus your attention on faith, not fear, and what God's Word says about the future. This exciting set of resources includes Signs of the Last Days, an End Times Update, teaching series, and study guide by Billy Brim, and Blood Moons, Decoding the Imminent Heavenly Signs by Mark Biltz. These timely teachings will help you understand the divine link between prophecy, heavenly signs, and historical events, and what they mean to us today. Learn how to watch for God's appointed times revealed in the heavens and the seasons represented on God's calendar. Keep your eyes on the truth. Be equipped for the future. Look forward to the glorious days ahead of God's end time.
Well, you're going to want this package. There's no question about that. Billy's going to share with us some information about it.
Watching in the End of Days package. First, I want to say that a thank you to Pastors George and Terry Pearson's. They invited me to do a seminar on this because the Blood Moon Tetrads that are coming up. And watching the signs of the times, they invited me, and I came here to Eagle Mountain Church, and we had a wonderful time.
We did.
You know, Gloria, sometimes your meal just turns out right when you're cooking it, you know, at home for your family. And it just turned out right. It just turned out right.
Amen.
It was. I felt so good after we had done these sessions. So we have that for you on DVD or CD, but you really will need the DVD. And then the book by Mark Biltz, he's the pastor who first discovered that these tetrads had come on the feast dates and what had happened before when they came on that tetrads. And then we put together this great little package. You have a wonderful department here. The church does.
Praise
and you do.
The Lord.
We put the blood moon illustrations.
Look at that.
You know, when they are Passover and Pentecost, Passover and Tabernacles, when you can watch for them. We did
now,
that.
Have we had any of those yet?
Yes, we had the first one. To have the second one. We had the first one already in April. And so the second one is coming next Wednesday. And then we put God's sacred calendar, and we put the spring moeds and the fall moeds. These have all been fulfilled and what we're looking for to be fulfilled. And then we put for you the Hebrew calendars. We put the actual date of April 2014.
Praise God. Good.
And we marked it there with a blood moon. And then we've got October coming up here, which is next Wednesday. And that's going to be the Eve of Tabernacles. So you'll have all that in here. It's a wonderful little thing, and you can make notes in the back of it. But you will want to, as you have this guide, it's the guide that we used when we did the seminar at EMIC.
Good. So you don't want to miss it. Father, I pray for all the people watching today, and we believe that that for all of us, that we know and we understand when what's going on, and you show us things to come. You said that
he
in the
does.
Scripture.
He said that.
And we receive that. We expect that. We thank you for it. Thank you for healing people today, Lord, making them whole and well. Now, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Just be healed. Rise up and say, I take my healing. Jesus bought it for me, and I take it. We'll see you again tomorrow. And this is Gloria and Billy reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
The fig tree is the nation of Israel. How do we know that? In this scripture, Hosea 9:10. Hosea has a lot to say. He's one of the prophets that has a lot to say about the coming of the Lord, the second coming.